Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph, looking at the second Mishnah of the seventh Perek, dealing with the Arba Mitot. And as mentioned in the first Mishnah at the end, Zumitzvat HaNiskalin, and now Zumitzvat HaNisrafin. This is how Sreifa was done. Mitzvat HaNisrafin. Ayum Shakino To Bezevel Ad Ar Kuvotav. They would first of all sink the guy in dung all the way up until his knees, just to keep him from moving. They'd put a hard cloth into a soft cloth, and put it around his neck. We'll see this used again in the next Mishnah. Two different guys would pull in different direction to choke him until his mouth would open against his will. And then a wick would be lit. We'll see what that material was. V'zorka l'toch piv. It would be thrown into his mouth. V'yored et l'toch me'av v'chomeret et b'nei me'av. It would be thrown in and burn out his insides. That is Tanakama. B'yuro omer, af hu, in such a case, imet bi'adam lo yum kambin mo mitzvat sreifa. If the guy died while they were choking him, that's not sreifa. Ela potech piv b'tzvat. They would use pincers to force his mouth open. Shlo b'tovato. Same method from there on. Amar Belozer Rabbi Tzadok. Maaseh bevat kohen achad shezinta v'kifu achavilei zmorot. Evidently, Rabbi Belozer Rabbi Tzadok was protesting and saying that really the method is very different. And he told a story about a bat kohen shezinta. We already saw that in the previous podcast, that's Sreifa. And they surrounded her with wraps of wool, or of vines or something with sarfuha, and they burned her that way. The Beitin didn't know what it was doing. In other words, it might have happened, but that Beitin didn't know what it was doing. Okay, my p'tila. Mishnah Gemara asks, what sort of a wick was this? Ramatna p'tila shel aver, a bar of lead. Now, Manalan, how do we know that this is how Sreifa is done? By burning out the inside. Atya sreifa sreifa miyadat Korach. The first opinion is that we compare it to the description of the burning of Korach's followers. Mal halan sreifat gun neshama v'guf kayam. In that case, the inside was burned and the outside husk of the body was left. Avkan sreifat neshama v'guf kayam. Also here, where it says by ishti sreif, that's what it means. Rabbi Lazar mar atya sreifa sreif mnei Aaron. He prefers to learn it from the death of Nadav and Avihu. Mal halan sreifat neshama v'guf kayam. So now, Mandi of Minar Korach, Manalae, according to the first opinion, who gets from Minar Korach, how does he know that Korach's followers died that way? They took the stabs of these sinners and put them as Tzipuyin HaMizbeach, bin Nafshotam. So the read here is they died in their souls, meaning their inside. Shinishpatan Nisrafet, V'guf Kayam. That's how he interprets it. V'idach, Rabbi Lazar says, no, they really burned up. Why were they? They died because of their spiritual behavior. It's not a description of their death, but of the cause. Meaning, because they followers flattered Korach because of this matter of Ligima, Charak Alehen Sar Shel Gehinom. That's why the Sar Shel Gehinom, meaning the flames, burned, and he was able, the Sar Shel Gehinom, which is personified by flames, Charak Alehen Shinav, got his teeth sharpened on them. Right? So now, Umandi Yalifim Bnei Aharon, so according to Rabbi Lazar Menale, how does he know that Nadav Raviyu died that way? It says they died in front of Hashem, meaning ke'ein mita. It looked as if it was a normal death, where a person just dies. His body doesn't get destroyed, he just dies. The Tanakhama says, no, that was really burning. What does that mean? It started from the inside, ke'ein mita. Meaning they all got burned up, but it started from the inside, and therefore it looked like a regular death, a natural death. The Tanya, when Nadav and Avihu brought in their foreign flame, whatever that may mean, or they were drunk, or they're more halacha, whatever the thing was that caused their death, the two shoots of fire came from Kodesh HaKodesh, and Nechlakula Arba, and they split each one into two. So there were four. Nechlesu Shtayim Chotamon Shel Zeh, Shtayim Chotamon Shel Zeh, and two went into this one's nostrils, and two went into that one's nostrils. Nadav and Avihu, Us Rafum, and burned them up. But their whole body burned up, not just the inside. Vakti Vatochol Otam, and it says Vatochol Otam, that it devoured them, which seems to support the idea that it was a full burning. Otam velo bigdehem, meaning that it burned them, but not their clothes, but it burned their bodies up. All right. V'neilaf yiparman nisrafim. Why are we learning sreifa from one of these two odd incidents? Why don't we learn from a normative rule, which is to burn the parim? We've already seen in the previous parak an attempt to learn the location from parim ha'nisrafim, the yisuf chutz l'machaneh. And now, as far as Sreifa goes, why don't we learn it from them? So, Malahal and Sreifa Mamash, Shafkan Sreifa Mamash, just like Parvin and Sreifim really are burned up. So, similarly, somebody's Chayiv Sreifa should just be burned up. So, Mistara Mi Adam Havel Melech. It's more appropriate to learn it from the death of a person, Adat Korach or Bnei Aaron, than from Parim. Shekain Adam, first of all, it's Adam. Second of all, Chote. Adat Korach and 11 of you were sinners. Same thing here. Nishama, there was a death of a person. And Pigul, neither Adat Korach nor Bnei Aaron are subject to Pigul, and neither is a person who's being killed here, as opposed to Parim HaNisrafim. Adam, Parim HaNisrafim Havel Melech. It's better to learn from Parim HaNisrafim. Why? Shekain Machshir. It's the proper way to do things. Parim HaNisrafim is what you're supposed to do, and Sreifa is what you're supposed to do. And also, Ledorot, Adat Korach and Bnei Aaron were a unique circumstance. They weren't to be repeated. So, Hanach Lefishin, the answer is that the comparison to Adat Korach and Bnei Aaron, it has more comparisons. Hanach Lefishin, there's four comparisons opposed to two. Okay, now, Mandu Yalif Mi'adat Korach, Ma'itam Lu Yalif Bnei Aaron. So the first Tana, why doesn't he accept Rabbi Lazar's read to learn from Bnei Aaron? The answer is Ahu Sreifa Mamash. He reads it as real burning, and therefore he doesn't want to compare it. V'nei Lef Mina, so why doesn't he learn from Bnei Aaron and have Sreifa Mamash? Rachman Aravu Amar Krai, here we go again. V'havtal, V'echa Kamocha, Barola Mitayafa. We always want to pick the more humane fashion of execution. So once I have Rav Nachman, why don't I just automatically say, this is the type of Sreifa, and I don't need anything else. I don't need the Gzera Shava, not Bnei Aaron, not Adat Korach. So the answer is, Elav Gzera Shava, Vamina Sreifa Neshavam Guf Kayam, Lav Sreifa Hiklal. I might think that this kind of burning that we're describing isn't called Sreifa at all. If I wanted to fulfill Avta Recha Kamocha, I might add more of these grapevines around, or one of this flammable material, so that the fire should happen more quickly, so kamash malan, burning that from Adat Korach or from Bnei Aaron, that this intestinal burning is called sreifa. Okay, now we have a story about Nadav and Avihu. Kvar hayu Moshe v'Aaron mehalchin baderech, Nadav Avihu mehalchin achareihen, v'chol Yisrael achareihen. So they were walking in back of them, and all Yisrael were following them. Amar lo Nadav l'Avihu, so the eldest said to the second, "Ematay emutu shneis kirim halalu vani v'atan anhig et hador." So in this Agadah, Nadav and Avihu are plotting or can't wait until Moshe and Aaron die and they'll take over. Amar lana Kodesh Baruch Hu, anir em mikovert mi. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let's see who buries whom. In other words, your father's going to bury you and not the opposite. This is giving us a sort of a sense that Nadav and Avihu's death, as tragic as it was really something that they generated, not only with their behavior, but also with their attitude. Now, Papa, Hainu Damar Inshet, so people say, Nefishi Gamli Savi Dittini Mashki Dehugni. There are a lot of old camels who are carrying the pelts of young camels. Amar Rabbi Lazar, and now we hear something which takes us back to the issue of Adat Korach, and the question of why the people were willing to follow Korach. He said, "What's a Talmid Chacham like in front of an Amaretz? Tchila domel kiton shel zahav. First, it's like a golden handle. Siperi menu. Once the Talmid Chacham talks to the Amaretz and befriends him a little bit, domel kiton shel kesef. Then he's not so austere. Then he's a little bit more familiar. He's like a silver handle. Nehenemi menu. Once he got hanam menu, domel kiton shel charash. Then he's just like so shel charas. Then he's like a clay handle." And means once it's broke, he has no use for him. So the notion here is that once Korach started befriending and spending time with his followers, so then they were willing to follow him that way, and that's how everything fell. Okay, there's a story. Imrta Batali, there's this girl, Bat Kohen, Shizinta Havai. So what happened? Akfar of Chama Bar Tuvia, this Amora, sentenced her to death, and he surrounded her with his Chavilez Morot. Visarfan, he burned her that way. Yosef Ta Batarte, he has taught that this Amora made two mistakes. First of all, Ta Bar Rav Matna. Rav Matna told us clearly what the method is. Vita Kedetanya, he also made the following mistake. We don't execute anymore. Uvatai la Kohanim Alvim. What's the comparison? If there is no coin operating, meaning there's no Beit HaMikdash, then we don't execute. Okay. Amar Abelazar Rabbi Tzadok Ma'aseh Bevat Kohen Shezinta. So we have at the end of the Mishnah that story. So Rabbi Yosef Beitin Shutzdukim Havi. We said this errant Beitin that did the fire the way that they did were Sadducees. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok told the Chacham about the story, and they answered back, they were tzdukim. We have another story, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, or another version of the story. He says, I remember when I was a kid and I was on father's shoulders, I remember they brought up Bat Kohen Shezinta, and they did this thing with the fire against the way that we learned. Swafu Amrulo, and the answer there was Katana Itam in Vin Raya Mina Katan. You were a little kid, and we can't bring a Raya of how to do things from a Katan. So, which is it? Was the answer that they were Beitin Chilstukim, or that your memory is faulty? The answer is Shnei Masim Havu. There were two different stories that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok brought up. Evidently, he was lobbying for a different understanding of Sreifa, and each one there was a response to. So, Hey Amar Lo Bereisha. Question is, which story did he tell them first? The one that is childhood memory, or the one that turned out to be tzdukim? Ile mahakamait amarlu bereisha. So if he first told the story that the answer was tzdukim, so then amarleik shugarov lashgachube. So think about this. If he told them a story that he knew from when he was an adult and they didn't pay attention to them, amarleik shukatav lashgachube, would he think they would listen to him now about a childhood memory? Alaha amarlu bereisha. Must be he first told the story that he remembered as a child, and and they said to him, childhood memories don't count. Then he said, by the way, as an adult, I remember, that was an expert beitin. Indeed, it was a beitin of tzedukim. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is the first half of Mishnah Gimel, takes us to the method of hereg, of sayif. Mitzvah ta'neragin, what did they do? Ayumetisina et rosho b'sayif. They would behead him, and the notion here is that he was standing up, just like the Romans do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nivul Hulo. He said that's degrading. Elam Nichinet Roshol Asadan. They put his head down on a platform. Vekotseitz Bekofitz. They take a cleaver. Amrulo In Mitam Nuvel Mitzvah. The response of the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda was, "What are you talking about? That's the most disgusting way possible." So Tanya Malan Rabbi Yehuda Lachacham Mafaniyo Desh Mitam Nuvelati. The writer picks up right where the Mishnah left off. And Rabbi Yehuda said, I know it's the most disgusting way. Rabbi Yehuda reads, we cannot execute in a more humane fashion because that's the way the Romans do it. We can't do it their way. We have to deliberately avoid their methods and do it a different way. Rabbanan say, since the Torah says, Sayif, lo minayu kagamrinan. The fact that we're doing it the same way they're doing it is not a problem. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because we have our own tradition. Dilote mahachi, because if you don't do that, that we have a brighter that says that we can burn vessels and clothes when out of grief for the death of kings. And that's not darche mori, meaning even though the non-Jews do it, we still do it. Hechi sarfinan, but according to your Yehuda, how do we do it? Because they do it. We have sreifa in our tradition. It's not really in Torah. The story that Yirmiyahu tells at Tzidkiyahu, lav minayuka gamrinan, so we didn't learn it from them. The fact that they also do it doesn't mean that we can't do it anymore. Same thing with Saif. But in the next parak, we learn Elohein HaNerogin. The following get hereg. Arotseach v'anshir anidachat, the one who is a murderer, and iranidachat. So b'ishtama iranidachat tibuhu l'fi cherev. It says, you kill by the sword. El rotzeach menal, and how do you know that a murderer gets hereg? Detanya nakom yinakem. It says if he kills his slave, then he is avenged. Nikimazu Eniodeamahu. I don't know what Nikama means. And the Tochat says, I'm going to send against you a sword which avenges. Then Haviomer Nikimazu Saif. So I know that it's Saif. Ve'ema Debaris Le Mivraz. Maybe it means you just punch him with the edge of the sword, not slicing with the blade. So it says Lefi Cherev, the mouth of the Cherev, which is the blade. Ve'ema Da'avi Le Gistra. So it means you cut him in half. How do you know it's beheading? Again. Now, Ashkechan de Katal Avda. So that text in Mishpatim is only talking about killing a slave. Barchorin Menalan. How do I know that if you kill a free person, you also get Hereg? Imagine this. Katal Avda Besayef Barchorin Bechenek. Saif is death number 3 out of our 4 in the hierarchy. So if you killed an Eved, you get number 3. Barchorin, you're going to get number 4? You have to die. We know that Motumat. So it can't be number 4. That's less severe. So that's only if you agree with Tachachamim that Chenek is the least severe. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon that Chenek is more severe, then how are you going to answer that? So at the Egla Rufa ceremony, it says clean out all of the innocent blood from your midst. Meaning all murders are compared to Egla Rufa. How does Egla Rufa work? They take the Egla and they cut it from on the back of its neck with a cleaver. So therefore, in that case, it's with a similar to Hereg. So maybe the way we do Hereg is to kill him from the back with a cleaver. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Rabavu, Amar Krava, Haftal Reicha Kamocha. Again, Bror Lo Mitayafa. Whenever we have a choice, we're going to go for the more humane method. The second half of this Mishnah talks about Chenek. Mitzvata Nechnakin. Now this will sound familiar from Sreifa. How do they do Chenek? Hayim Shakinoto Bizvul Ad Arkuvot, Bizevul Ad Arkuvotav. They would have him go into his, all the way up to his knees in dung to keep him from moving. They would put a hard cloth inside of a soft cloth, the and tie around his neck. One guy on each side would pull until the guy died. Now, Tana Rabbanan, now we're going to look at a case of Chenek, which is Niuf. Ish Asherinaf Adish Rehu. So Ish Prat Lakatan. That means that if a Katan does it, he's not liable. Asherin afet eshet ish. What's that? Prat eshet katan. So she has to be married to an ish, not a katan, for it to be niuf. Eshet reyu means prat eshet acherim, and she has to be married to a Jew. Motumat. What's that? Bechenek. Atamar bechenek wa inu ala bachat mikol mitot amor patoram. Maybe it's another mita. Amarta koma komshin emar mita batorah stam ena torishar lemoshcha lachmir aleha elakelala. The Rebbe Shia. So Rebbe Shia says a very simple thing. He says, anytime it says motumat and it doesn't tell you what kind of death, you have to take the most light version or the least severe, and that's chenek. Rabbi Yonatan Omer lo mnei shehi kalaya lakol mita marav b'torah stam eina ela chenek. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, it's not that it's the lightest one; it may or may not be the lightest one, but it's because motumat, I have a tradition, always means chenek. So Rabbi explains that. Rabbi Omer nemar mita bide shamayim v'nemar mita bide adam. In some cases, the Torah said he will die, and talking about like Zar Shachal Trum, etc., which is Mitah Bidei Shamayim, and here it says Motumat. Ma Mitah Maram Bidei Shamayim. Just like when you have Mitah Bidei Shamayim, Mitah Shein Baroshim. It's death where you don't see any signs of it on the body. You don't see anything chopped off. You don't see anything burned. You don't see anybody with a stone on him. He just dies. Av mitam, Rabbi de'adam, mitah she'en baroshim. Same thing where it says motumat, that's to be a death where you don't see any results. So you just see the person's dead, but they got choked. So ve'ema sreifa, maybe it's sreifa, which also you don't see any external evidence of it. So now marachon about koin v'sreif mechal da'hala about sreifa. Remember, we're talking here about niuf. And a bat koin is singled out in the case of niuf for sreifa. That means that sreifa can't be the default of niuf. Otherwise, there's no reason to single her out. So now, Bish Tamal Rabbi Yonatan, can I come a farsh Rebbe Tama? I understand Rabbi Yonatan as Rebbe explained him. El Rabbi Yoshia, Mimaiti Ikachanik Bolam. How does Rabbi Yoshia know? Because Rabbi Yoshia says, it says Motumat, I don't know anything better, I gotta take the lightest one. So I'll take Chenek. How does he know Chenek even exists? Aim a Saif. Maybe there's three mitot, and Saif is the lightest one. I go to the lightest one. So Marava Arba Mitot Gemara Gamiri Lahu. They had a tradition that they knew about Arba Mitot. So my Lomneshi Kala my Lomneshi Kala. So when Rabbi Yonatan turns around and says to Rabbi Yoshia, it's not because it's the lightest. What does that mean? Kami Pal Gepulto Bishuman Rabbanan. Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yoshia are replicating the machloka of Bishuman Rabbanan. Rabbi Yonatan accepts Rabbi Shimon and he says Chenek is not the lightest one. But Motumat has to parallel, as Rabbi explained, Mitabide Shamayim. Okay, Amar Rabbi Zera Labai says, Sharhan Iskalin Delok Tiba Huskila Degami Meova Yidoni. We have something that we'll see a little later. That every one of the list of people who get skila, which is in the next Mishnah, which we'll deal with in the next podcast, we infer that they get skila. So if it says explicitly sakol yisakel, right? So or your ragmuoto, fine. But if not, how do we get the rest of them? We infer them from demehem bam from ovi doni, the last pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim. So he asked, but my gamri, v'mot yumatu or yom mot yumat gamri obi demehem bam gamri. Which phrase in Ovi Doni is the kicker? So Amar Levi Demehem Demehem Bam Gamri. It's from Demehem Bam. De'iva Mot Yumatu, if it's from that, Gamri Demehem Demehem Lamali. So first of all, why does it say Demehem Bam? What's the purpose of that phrase? Their blood is on them. Levi Demehem Demehem Gamri. So then if that's the case, Mot Yumatu Lamali. So then what do I need Mot Yumatu for in all those cases? Keretanya motumata makerot seachu. We had this earlier in the case of a murder. It says motumat ainli al mitak tuvabo. All I know is the proper mita. Minayin shimei atay chol amitov mitak tuvabo shatam mitov b'chol mita shatay chol amito. How do I know that if you can't do the proper mita, which is chenek, you do whatever you need to do? Tamalomer motumata maket mikom makom. So motumat is there to say if you can't do dmei hambam, so you do it whatever way you can. So Amar Ravacha midifti the Ravina v'ivam motumatu gamri my kakashale. So what was Rabbi Abaye bothered by? So what if we would learn from motumat? What's he bothered by? Ilay ma eshet ish kakashale. Was he bothered by why we give eshet ish chenek and not skila? Lemeiti v'ligmar motumat meovi idoni. That maybe we should learn motumat, which says by no effet from ovi idoni and give her skila. We can't do that because Amar Achmana Arusa Biskila, because the Torah singled out an Arusa for Skila, Chalda Nesua La Biskila. So we saw no Nesua can't be getting Skila. So what's he bothered by? Fela Makeh Avivimo Kakashale. Perhaps he was bothered by the punishment for Makeh Avivimo, where it says Motumat. And there, if I was learning from Motumat, maybe I'd give them Skila. So Nitva Ligmar Me Ovi Doni. So Adagam Me Ovi Doni, Ligmar Me Shadish. But if that's the case, I already know Ish is Bechenek. So if I have your Motumat in the case of Makeh Avivimo, why would I go to Ovi Idoni to the more severe one? I'd go to Eshet Ish, which is the less severe one. We have a general rule that whenever we don't know which mitah to give, we're going to give the less severe one. So he says, Amr, so it can't be that he was bothered by Eshet Ish, because by definition it has to be Chenek. And we can't be bothered that he was bothered by Makeh Avivimo, because you'd have a choice to go Eshet Ish or Ovi Idoni. You'd go to Eshet Ish. So Amalei Shar Niskalin Gufayu Kakashale. He's asking about all the other Niskalin. He's bothered by all the other Niskalin, that if we're learning from Motumat in Ovi Doni, why go to Ovi Doni? Go to the lighter one and don't give them skill at all. And therefore, the answer was that he learns it from Dvehambam, which is a far less common phrase. And every time it says Dvehambam, the indication is skila, which we learn via Ovi Doni. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah Dalad, with the list of the Niskalin, and on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.